Finally, today is the anniversary of the Battle of Puebla. That was the battle in 1862 when Mexican forces met and defeated the invading French army. The victory is celebrated every May 5th or Cinco de Mayo, but the French recovered from the loss and would go on to occupy Mexico. Reporter Beto Arcos tells us about a political song that was popular at the time of the French occupation and still is.
As a kid growing up in Mexico, I heard the song La Paloma, the Dove, performed by many different artists. This version is by the legendary Trio Los Panchos.
Cuando salí de La Habana, válgame Dios.
The song was written in Cuba in the 1850s by a Spanish composer named Sebastián Iradier. Besides the well-known melody, the song included a few verses of political satire. By the time of the French invasion of Mexico in the early 1860s, the song had become popular there with some new verses. Here's a recording of La Paloma, sung by Mili Bermejo. It's played on guitar and saltery, a kind of hammer dulcimer, recreating the sound of that difficult period of Mexican history.
Cuando salí del Congreso,
these were some of the earliest protest verses written in Mexico. The lyrics even mentioned the leader of the opposition against the French invaders, Benito Juárez. He went on to become one of Mexico's most revered presidents.
Ay, Benito, que sí. Ay, que dame tu amor. Ay, que vente conmigo, Benito.
Recently, La Paloma was performed by the pop singer Eugenia León. Her version features lyrics addressing the political situation in Mexico in 2006 during the disputed presidential election.
¿Cuánta falta nos hace Benito Juárez para desplumar aves neoliberales? No te quiebres, país.
Don't give up my country, she sings. Here is my song for you. May the eagle and the serpent defend this nation. That's a line referring to the Mexican flag and the country's national identity. So next time you hear La Paloma, remember the tender melody that became Mexico's battle cry for freedom and justice. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos, wishing you a sweet and happy Cinco de Mayo.
By the way, there's a film called La Paloma, which documents the song's journey around the globe. You can see a clip from the film and learn more about the song's history at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
Cinismo, que nuestros aires son soberanos.